Holy One of Israel, there is none like you. Thank you so much for not sharing your glory with anyone else. For you are truly holy, set apart, above all else, glorious, goodness, and mercy. You are altogether wonderful. Blessed is your name. And it's your name that we rely upon, God. Especially for this segment that's all about breaking strongholds so that healing and deliverance and freedom can come forth. Only you can set the captives free. No other. Lord, we lift up Diana, Sharon and her son, and a woman who wants to remain anonymous. Lord, you know what Diana has been going through. She's even felt at the beginning as this year kicked in. We know it's going to be a year with battles all around, but we are to cling to you. We're supposed to stay in your presence and hang on to your word. And Diana is a strong woman of you, Lord God. But there has, as she's seeking for more of your light to pour into her home because, and to power through every family member because, Lord, of the darkness that you know that's been invading and disturbing their peace in you, Father. May you tear down those strongholds and leave no rubble, no ash, not one speck of its existence, getting down to the root of it all to usher it out so that there can be intense, soul-deep healing, full deliverance, and complete restoration in your name, because of your name and the power of your name. And for Sharon, Lord, we have a similar thing, Lord, a widow with an adult son who's on the spectrum, battling many vices, challenges on many fronts, Lord, that we just need you to stretch your hand out and pull back and cast out the cause, the demonic desires, the taunting and the rattling against the heart of this dear widow, God, who needs your shalom for her home and her soul and her sons. Lord, we ask you for you to remove the anger and the bitterness and to help her son see and understand its root, to give him strength and desire to work with you so it can be removed and you can fill this home and Sharon and her son with your righteous ways and thinking, Father God. And Lord, for this anonymous woman, she's had serious medical issues that remain undetermined. They don't know what the source is or exactly what it is. Isn't that like the world, Lord? Being so puffed up and thinking they know everything, and yet even the medical professions, Lord, everyone must bow down to you, for you know all things. Lord, her life, as you know, is interrupted, and she's clinging to you. She believes in you, Lord God, but the days drag on. And Abba, we're asking for you to hear her cry. Please release your holy, pure wisdom from heaven. And with along with abundant mercies from your heart that brings forth revelation of what this is, what the source is. We know the answer is you, Lord, but how you want to bring that about, we don't know. And we're asking, Father, for your answers to break through what's binding her so that you can usher in rest for her soul. And Lord, also rest for her family caregivers, Lord, who are also desperately needing relief so their souls can exhale. Abba, we pray Psalm 24, 8 to 10 over these women, Lord, in their homes. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? He is the Lord of armies. He is the King of Glory. Father, we know that these ancient gates and doors are often seen as, first of all, establishing your sovereignty over the world, over all creation, and the gates and the doors also representing our spiritual readiness to receive your presence. But I also see those as being the spiritual doors of our souls that need to be watched over, that need other things removed, for us to flee from, to be exiled from, Lord, the things that are not holy and good, that are trying to come in and disturb the soul. But you alone have dominion over the entire world, Lord. You have dominion over eternity. And we're asking in each of these situations, in the name of Yeshua, because it is your name that will break the captivity. It's your name that will break this hold, this stronghold. It's your name that will break forth light in the midst of darkness. And we believe you, we trust in you, and we thank you. In the name of Yeshua, our Savior. Amen.